and product of his many impartations upon my life. And I believe that as you hear the word, the spirit of that word will enter in Jesus' precious name. Unveiling the dominion power of diligence. If you don't want to end as indigent, be diligent. Two scriptures quickly to kick us off in this teaching this morning. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 24. The hand of the diligent. So make the hand. Many things are tied to your hand. Somebody has said that your best friend is your hand. The closest person to you is at the end of your arm, and that is your hand. The hand of the diligent will bear rule. That means authority will be delivered to your hand if you are diligent. Your hand defines your position in life. Your hand defines your class, your rating in life. On the other hand, hear what he says. But the slothful shall be under, no matter his height, his color, his race, he shall be under control, under diligence, over slothfulness, under. So you can predict your end in life. If you are slothful, you miss your slot. And that's what has happened to many people. We don't lack opportunity. Everybody has opportunity. Diligence will embrace opportunity. Slothfulness will miss opportunity. Under. Look at a lazy man today. You can predict his future. I knew many people who were lazy growing young. Growing up from youth. Today, they are under. And from under, they have gone into hiding. Because there is no pride about being under. Your hand defines your class. Many years back, I saw a man who is amputated. His hand was off. And I saw him in first class of international trip, seated without hand, with golden wristwatch on the stump of the hand that remained. Diligence gave him his class. You can't miss your class being diligent. It's only a matter of time. Diligence doesn't suffer discrimination of race. Stop. If you are tall and lazy, you will end up at the back. If you are short and diligent, you'll be celebrated. If you are diligent, you'll be distinguished. Proverbs 22:29. Seest thou a man, and that can be any man, diligent in his business. His business. Diligent people identify with their business. You can tell where that man will end. He shall stand before kings like Joseph, like David, Like Daniel, slaves, non-entities, he shall stand before kings and not before ordinary men. A farmer's child, by his diligence, he sat with the prince in the palace called Jonathan. As a matter of fact, by his diligence, Jonathan transferred the kingdom to him. He removed his cloth. You can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 18. After David spoke, Jonathan removed his dress, removed his ring. Those were his, you know, instrument of authority. And handed them over to David. He said, take it, you are the next king. A farmer boy. Diligence will make a slave to sit among princes and sons. If you are diligent, I can predict to you there is a future for you. You will surely get there. He shall stand before kings and not before men. Joseph was a slave. His position changed. Daniel, a slave, is in danger through this. What makes people in life is not the certificate they obtained in school. Certificate will not put food on your table. There are people who boast of their degrees today, but are lazy. Will not wake up from their bed to rise up to opportunity and chances that come their way. Talk of the mouth will only lead to penury. Proverbs 14:23. In all labor, there is profit. The profit of life is tied to your labor. But the talk of the leaves tends only to penury. You have nothing to eat in the evening. It is dirty hands. Hands that are made dirty. Walking at daytime, that will handle fork and knife well at nighttime. What is on your table is determined by what you do with your hands in the field. Diligent people don't beg for food. They don't beg for recognition. They don't beg for position. If I see you begging for food, something is wrong somewhere. If you don't want to end as rubbish, don't live sluggish. When it is time to walk, walk. Walk. Diligence brought our father in the house to where he is today. Diligence. Ever since I knew this man, I've known him to be a man of business. I saw him carrying briefcase since 1980, 1981. He goes about as a businessman, a gentleman, settled with his work, and now his work is settling him. What you do with your work is what your work does with you. It is not your look that makes you. It is your work that gives you worth among men. Your work. People don't care to ask for your age. They don't care to ask for where you come from. The moment you are diligent. Pharaoh forgot that Joseph had no certificate. He forgot that he didn't take him through screening. The process of going through the Senate. To appoint him as his second in command. His work just gave him a rise. Seest thou a man diligent, diligent in his business? Tell that man he's going to the top. Diligence is ladder to dominion. Rulership. I like to challenge you this morning, especially young people. Who are looking for position, but don't want to follow the process. They ask you, what can you do? You say, I can't do anything, but I can eat. Won't you go to school? You know, say, I know carry book brain. Okay. Make you learn mechanic now. I no get power to carry engine. What about tailoring? My eye get problem. I no go fit put the thread through the needle. What about food? I feel it very well. Today we live in a very lazy generation. People don't want to work, yet they want to have wars. Go about town today, you find a lot of people with their trousers dropping buttock. Trousers on their jeans, under their shoes. Going around town without doing anything. With all manner of haircuts. Comb always in the pocket. Any small thing is combing is here. Amen. And at the end of the day, it goes about. Bros. Wait till you go give me now. Bros. Person, they be hungry here. Oh. You see how Nigeria be. Now, so Nigeria bring us here. Oh. No, be Nigeria bring you there. Now your laziness carry you there. I have observed that despite the economic downturn, not only in Nigeria, but in other nations, many young people, middle-aged people are still making it. And making it well. People are still building houses. People are still starting new businesses and employing people. People who were nowhere before are up there unimaginably because they took their life in their hand. The hand. Please help me look at your hand and say, this is my hand. It will take me up. You hear some people say, hey, the people don't like me. That's why I'm here. They don't like me. They may not like you, but they will like your work. Because your work will give you your worth. In the wisdom of Solomon again, Proverbs chapter 6 from verses 9 to 11. Look at what he said. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? If you sleep, you end as sleepers. People will be using you to move around. How long will you sleep, oh you sluggard? When will you arise out of your sleep? You need to wake up. Verse 10. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of hands of to sleep. So shall poverty come as one that traveleth, and he that is an handman. Diligent will always change position upwards. Obviously, diligence is passage to authority. Diligence terminates slavery. People naturally admire workers. Potiphar made Joseph a toast in the family. Why? Everything you want was handed over to Joseph. You need to repair bed in the house. Joe, please fix the bed. Yeah, Joe, say, I'm ready. They need to cook Joe, that dish you made last night. Yeah, I'm ready. Diligent people are ever eager and excited to work. No matter the level of the work. Diligence, people don't reject any assignment. They begin from somewhere, going to some other higher place. Diligent people don't choose what to do. Whatsoever your hand finds to do is their motto. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with thy might. Do it. Do it. Whatever. Before you find what you like, do what you find to do. Many people are busy looking for white collar job. After Shiloh, don't go back home and sit down waiting for job. Knock from door to door. What do you have for me in this place? Including cleaning cars. Not many people are answering me right now. Now, listen to this testimony. A young man had no job. So, the first thing he did was to, somebody helped him and he got a trolley, a wheelbarrow, and have some food warmer and put sticker on it, I'm a winner, and started rolling it around to sell. And as he went about selling, a church member saw him and said, oh, this is what you're doing. Come, let's give you a job in the bank as a gate man. So, rolling the store, he became a gate man. And one day in the bank, he heard that they were doing an interview in the banking hall. He went and changed his dress. Went for the interview. From the gate, he became a staff inside the bank. How? Whatsoever your hand finds to do, do. Diligent people are not choosy people. They start from where they are. I hear somebody say, oh, when I get a job, you know how diligent I am. Mm-mm. You prove it from where you are. I hear some pastors say, oh, when I begin to pastor a church of 1,000, you will know how diligent I am. I was privileged, sent by God's servant, to start a pastoral work. And by the grace of God, the church started with 4 people, including myself and my assistant. 4 people. My message that day was, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Great service, but diligent. From 4, we increased to 7. Learning from my father, there has never been a service diligently prepared for. Diligently. With notes, no assumption. I will never attend any service without note in my hand. Agreed, the Holy Ghost may take charge and tell you something else to do. But what if he doesn't tell you that day? Diligence. From 7, increased to 13. From 13 to 20. From 20, we increased to 15. We never reduced any time. We're always increasing. And on and on. Diligence. Now, the spirit of diligence upon our Father in the house, I release upon you today in the name of Jesus. Please note, as God's children, we have culture of diligence. How? Our Father God is a worker. Himself said, I will walk a walk. If God were not a worker, all of us would have been destroyed. God is a worker. Genesis 2:15. He walked out the garden. And now verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden. You know, garden doesn't occur. Bush, forest may occur. But garden required diligence to put the flowers in place. So God himself is a worker. And Jesus attested to it, verse 17. My Father worketh. My Father worketh. Till now. And the apostle said, God is at work in you. So your father God is a worker. And it will interest you to know that the first thing he gave to man was work. Genesis 2:15. I perceive after he created the man, he saw him meandering around. And the God took the man. Assigned him, he put him into the garden of Eden to do what? To dress it and to keep it. To dress, to keep. To dress, to keep. And in verse 16, see where his food came from. And the Lord commanded the man, saying, of every fruit tree of the garden that you are keeping and dressing, allowed to freely eat. So even with God, there is no free food. Your food is in your diligence, in your keeping and dressing your work. Dress your work and your work will dress you. Keep your work and your work will keep you. Nobody gets excited sacking a diligent worker. That's why when people, there is going to be downsizing in any organization, it begins from under. First of all, they say, gather all the people who have had query before. After that, gather all the people who used to miss work, people who take casual leave. Gather them. You are taking casual leave, they are recording it all. Casual leave 6 times in the year. They give you work. They say, I want to see somebody there. Hey, I want to attend my sister's wedding there. They say, no problem. You can go. No problem. The day they are downsizing, it is you they will first look for. No free food even with God. The God gave man was work. And after that, food. Work or food. And after that, marriage. All of that is there. He gave him work, gave him food, and after he saw the man diligent, he said, it's not good for this man to be alone. Let's get for him and help me. Wonderful sisters, when somebody comes to say, I want to marry you, you style. You're welcome, brother. But please, kind of. He cannot tell you where he's walking. Now, exhibit it. Exhibit. Instead of you being a housewife, you will be a house husband. Like what our father said many years ago, he said, if it's my wife working and I'm not working, I will not eat. There are many, many husbands, young people, who will be demanding for breakfast from their wives. That's why after a while, your wife wants to go out to ask her, where are you to? He said, I'm going to, you, will you tell me now? If I don't, what will you eat? This is how many people have lost rulership even in their homes. I have heard. Your wife will respect you when you are hardworking. Respect you. Most men who lose respect in their homes are lazy. When it is time to pay school fees, they can't find them. When it is time to buy pencil for child going to school, that's when he's in the spirit. He's in the spirit praying. Let's wake up. Let's wake up. Let's wake up on a larger note. Let's remove the reproach that people have tied to us in Africa and in several places. They call us lazy people. Let's change the face. Let's wake up. Let's follow the footsteps of great men like our father in the faith, who have shown that through diligence, you don't need any support from anywhere. Hallelujah. Now, quickly, come to Jesus. God the Father is worker. Jesus, his son, is worker. Again, John 5:17, my father worketh hitherto, and I walk. Jesus was diligent. If you allow me, I can say his AKA is I must walk. Jesus AKA, I must walk. John 9:4. I must walk the walks. I must. Diligent people place themselves under necessity. We had about the teaching on diligent, on discipline this morning. I must walk. John chapter 4, verses 32 to 34. He walked to a point that he forgot about his food. He walked. He forgot about food. He was hungry. But when work came, and they brought the food, oh my, I thought I'd eaten. Diligent people walk first before food. Get your stomach empty with work so that when you are eating, you can eat with satisfaction. The same chapter 4, verses 35 to 36, he says, say ye not that, harvest time is 3 months' time. He said, now, wake up, do the work. Luke 2:49, Jesus said, don't you know, I must be about my Father's business. I must be about my Father's business. Chapter 4, verses 42 and 43, Jesus got to a place after performing some miracles, they wanted to hold him down. Jesus said, you can't hold me down here. I must go to the next cities. I must go because that's my assignment. That's what I'm sent to do. And you know Peter's testimony, Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about, not seated about. He went about. You cannot give expression to your potentials and to the grace of God upon your life sitting down. He went about. And we saw how Jesus also selected his disciples. None of them was lazy. Jesus went to where people were walking to employ his workers. He went to the seashore, watching how men were casting their net. And when he saw Peter, he said, man, I will wait for this guy to come back. He waited for Peter to come back. And when he said to Peter, come follow me. And I will make you a fisher of men. The way I see you fishing men, fishing fishes, I know you will fish men better. And Jesus was not disappointed. The first net Peter casted after Jesus left, he caught 3,000 souls. Jesus was very deliberate in choosing disciples. He went to the custom table and saw Matthew, an expert in handling money and custom matters. Perhaps he saw Peter. Matthew, how diligent he was. He had 2 drawers, 1 drawer for the government, 1 drawer for himself. When Matthew handled money, he can tell you how many pieces are in a bundle. How do I know that? If you check the Gospels very well, you'll discover that it was Matthew that was specific about numbers. He talked about multitude, great multitude, and uncountable multitude. I guess he was the head usher. And Jesus said, Matthew, follow me. I need you. You are very diligent. I personally believe that if God has his choice, he will not save a lazy person. When Stephen was killed, it was time to choose another disciple. And I perceived there was a deliberation in heaven who to go. And Jesus said, I have seen a man called Saul. I need that man. And when there was protest, nobody was ready to go. Jesus himself went and appeared to Paul. Paul, come, I need you. He was very busy, very diligent. He was not even receiving pay. He was killing the disciples everywhere. Jesus said, if I save man, he will go anywhere. Diligent. That's why I tell people who claim to be called into ministry, the first question I want to ask you is, what work were you doing before? If you can't tell me what you are doing before, I would doubt that Jesus called you. Because everybody called in the Bible were called at their place of work. Moses was called while he was walking. Amos was called while he was walking. Peter was called while he was walking. Gideon was called while he was keeping his father's field. Everybody God called, he called them at their workplace. God has a special place in his heart for diligent people. You cannot be diligent and be abandoned by God. Think of our scriptures. All of us, or many of us, are witnesses how our Father here works. Work in the morning, work in the afternoon, work at night. Diligently doing his work. Everything is working because he is working. Behind everything working is a worker. Nothing works out itself. I've had him say to me several times, by privilege that I have, my son, you know, this thing will not do itself. We have to do it. I say, yes, sir. Fagged out. Sometimes moving like thread. He said, we have to do it. I say, yes, sir. We'll do the work. We'll follow you. Just give us instruction. Dr. Robert was asked many years while he was alive, how did you succeed? He said, we succeeded by faith and by hard work. By faith, not work. Church is not a place for a bunch of lazy people. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. You can't hide on that church and spiritualism not working. Look at what he said there. Study to be quiet and do your own business and work with your own hands as we commanded you. And that will help you to work honestly toward them that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. If you are a diligent person, you have signed out your life out of lack. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. For even when we were with you, we heard that some of you are not working, but lazy going about. He said, but this is a command. He said, let him that does not work eat. Let him that does not work, let him not eat. If you are giving food to a lazy man, you are destroying him without knowing. You are destroying him without knowing. Let him work. That store still no more. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. But let him labor, walking with one hand. You see how the first church was built. They were not lazy people. That's why they ended up as people with houses and land to give. Labor with your hand, that he may have to give to him that needed. That he may have to give to him that needed. Please note that grace and faith are not substitutes to work, but complements. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 10. But by grace I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored abundantly. So Paul was laboring with grace. I labor. James chapter 2, verse 17. Faith without works is dead. Now, quickly, as we round up, what is diligence? Three definitions quickly at three different levels. The basic definition of diligence is hard work. Hard work. To be hard working. That is releasing your energy into your work. Hard. Working hard is key to flying high. Working hard is key to living hard. Sweat, or rather, sweat comes from sweat. When you sweat and it goes to your mouth, you find it sweet. Only hard workers will end as high flyers in their field of endeavor. We saw Abraham, our covenant father, as example. God called him in chapter 12. In chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, he worked and had become rich in silver and in gold. Number two definition, which is a build-up, is to be a tireless worker. Number one, hard worker. Number two, tireless worker. And we saw that in Isaac, he was a tireless worker. He kept digging and digging and digging until he found. They were pursuing him, covering the wells he dug. He didn't stop. He kept digging and kept digging until he came to a place called Rehoboth. And even after he arrived Rehoboth, he was still digging and digging and digging until his enemies couldn't find him again. Tireless. What does that mean? It means you are never, even when you don't see the result immediately, you will never give up. You are still doing your work the way you should do it. Take time to study Genesis chapter 26, the entire chapter. And number three, the last one, what is diligence? This is advanced definition. The first one is basic. The second one is secondary definition. The third one is advanced definition. It means to be a creative worker, to be innovative in your work. Working daily, identifying what better ways you can improve on your work, to be creative. We saw Jacob was a creative worker. For 20 years, he was in slavery. But once he became creative, his bondage was loosed. 20 years of hard labor was turned into open door. Creative work will convert wealth and position to you. Genesis chapter 30, from verses 37 to 41. How do we improve on creative approach to work? Simple. Be versatile. Remain learner at work. Learn something new to add what you know. Be professional. Subscribe to journals. I'm not trained a lawyer or an accountant, but I speak from various subjects. Assignment requires that I should know about it. I'm not a land negotiator, but I have to learn on negotiation. In order to improve on how to negotiate. One day, somebody wanted to sell land to us in church. And they said, he would take 20 million. I said, is that so? Okay, can I see him? And when I saw him, I said, welcome, sir. It's good to see you. God bless you. And sat him down and said, sir, if God came down and said he wants you to sell land to him, how much will you reduce from this? He said, I will reduce 1 million. I said, thank you very much. Now, if it's me that want to buy this land from you, how much will you reduce? 1 million. Ah. So, I got 2 million off the deal within 2 minutes. Don't sit down and say, you see, that's not my field. When Covenant University was to start, God's servant sat down. He sat down. He had never been a staff of university before, never taught in university before, but sat down diligently and located materials. Versatility. Versatility. You need to be versatile in order to improve on your work. So let's go from. Go and learn more. Part of diligence is learning. The more you learn, the more you discover. And the more you discover, the better your placement in life. I see the spirit of death at work in this commission coming upon one here this morning. Diligence this ministry to this today. Gave this ministry color, beginning with the servant. That's the way it works. Do you know that from today, from where you come from, people will be looking for you? Our world is busy looking for diligent people. You'll be the next one they will find. Will you please rise to your feet with me? Let's take grace right now. Let's take grace. Paul the apostle said, by grace I am what I am, but I labor with the grace, and the grace was increasing. Now, pray this prayer. Father, give me grace to labor. Give me grace to labor. Now, Paul the apostle said, let us also receive this grace. Let us abound in this grace. There is grace for labor. There is grace for labor. Ask God to make you increase, to make you abound in grace to labor. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Please give Jesus a big hand and take your seat, please.
Give Jesus a big, big hand for that word from heaven. Shiloh 2018. And I take dominion. Please listen to Shiloh 2018 service announcement. Number one, praise the Lord. You are welcome to the hour of visitation at Shiloh 2018 in the name of Jesus. Remember, Shiloh 2018 is a prophetic gathering and therefore requires a focused approach, a spiritual approach, a consecrated approach, and a determined approach for maximum impact. Expect to be empowered upon this mountain in Jesus' name. Number two, praise the Lord. The schedule of daily events at Shiloh include the following. A, Shiloh specialized services, which includes healing and deliverance with those at Faith, the Hope Arm of the Faith Tabernacle, the Fathers and Mothers of Nation, which holds at the Faith Arm of the Tabernacle, the Breaking Generational Curses, holds at the Glory Tent, the Breaking Marital Siege, holds at the Love Wing of the Tabernacle, Academic Success, holds at the Hope Arm Tent, and the Business and Career Breakthrough holds at the Youth Chapel. These specialized services continues today by 1 p.m. B, Youth Alive Forum continues today at 3 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. at the Faith Tabernacle. C, Encounter Night continues today at 7 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Faith Tabernacle. And D, the Minister's Conference continues today at 3 p.m. at the Covenant University Chapel. Number three, Shiloh Camp Rules and Ethics are indicated on our Shiloh Information Bulletin. We are all expected to acquaint ourselves with these rules and comply accordingly. Very importantly, we are expected to maintain vigilance and report any suspicious movement to available church officials or call the Shiloh intervention lines indicated on the information bulletin. Also, we are expected to lodge only at the designated camp areas which have been fitted with necessary amenities for our comfort. No one is permitted to lodge outside those designated areas. Please contact any of our officials for directions on the various camp facilities. Number four, for all who desire to give their offerings via checks, such checks should be written in honor of Faith Tabernacle Canaan Land, while all sacrificial seeds should be written in honor of Faith Tabernacle's sacrifice. However, for those at the viewing centers around the world, should please issue checks in favor of the local assembly and mark the envelopes clearly as either Shiloh offering or Shiloh sacrifice. And finally, number five, for further information, please refer to your Shiloh information bulletin. Expect to have a glorious adventure with God here at Shiloh 2018 in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.
Money is Shiloh offering time. So shall it be for you. Please properly package your Shiloh offering right now and label it properly as we get set to worship God with our seed. As we do so today, again, be reminded and be assured of God's word, Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. The scripture says clearly, while the earth is minute, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Therefore, as long as you keep sowing, your continuous harvest is guaranteed. Therefore, as you sow again this morning, continuous harvest financially will become your portion. With this understanding and with this word of assurance from God, please rise up on your feet and take your Shiloh offering right now in your hand. Lift it up to the Lord and personally present your seed unto Him. Your seed lifted up to God, wherever you may be across the nations of the earth, personally present your seed unto Him right now. Lift up your voice, magnify Him, thank Him, bless Him, magnify His name. To present your seed unto Him. Father, we thank in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Would you please sit lifted in the name of Jesus Christ? We have come with it in our hands today, obedience to your command. Accept it in Jesus' name. For every sower today, this hand shall never go down. Financial abundance becomes your testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout the dominion, amen. Please be seated joyfully and gladly. Cast your seat as we welcome the Shiloh Mass Choir to lead us as we give our offerings.
Season of breakthrough and power. Is the season of best of morning in the world I've ever heard.
Thank you, Jesus, for this highly prophetic song illustration from the choir. Give Jesus a hand this morning. And please help me announce your neighbors. It's your season of testimony. Shiloh 2018. And I take dominion. Good news. Right here on Shiloh ground, as at this morning, God has blessed us with 6 Shiloh babies. You too will certainly leave Shiloh 2018 with a testimony. In Jesus' precious name. Joining us in this prophetic gathering, we've had several other sons of the prophet have come in from far and near. Quickly help me to acknowledge the presence of one of such who came with his team all the way from Accra, Ghana. Welcome Bishop Taki Yabo and his team. Amen. You are welcome. This morning we also have Bishop Don Ibu from Lokoja. And his wife, himself and his wife here. We have Pastor Goodheart Ekweme, also here with us from Abuja. And just came in also with us this morning, to join us this morning, Archbishop John Praise Daniel from Abuja. You are welcome. Several others, perhaps, we don't have your notice here, but everyone who have come to join us, you are specially welcome in Jesus' precious name. On this mountain, the feast of fat things will be your portion. We can never have enough of God. We can only desire to have more of Him. The heart cry of great names in scriptures is to know God more. Most of them didn't pray for power. They just prayed to know God. People who do not know their God shall struggle. And by reason of the knowledge of their God they have, they will end up doing exploit. Moses prayed, Exodus 3:13, show me the way. He went down. Paul said, after several encounters, including the visiting of the third heaven, Paul said, I'm not satisfied. I want to know God more. We've had 3 teachings this morning. I believe somebody here still wants to know more. Do you want to know more? Do you have enough already? Do you want more? It will show in the way you pray right now. Rise to your feet with me. Father, I want more. I thank you for what you have given, but I want more. I want more. I know I cannot know you all at once. Make me know you again. Make me know you better at this time. As your word will be coming again to me, make me see you better. Make me know you better. Make me see you better. Make me know you better. Is that the prayer somebody is praying? Don't assume that God will reveal himself to you. You have to be definite. You have to be specific. You have to ask him. Pray like Paul. Pray like Moses. That I may know you. I thank you for what you have revealed to me about yourself. I want to know more of you. I from you. Pray like Moses. Show me grace. Show me your glory. Show me the way. Somebody pray that prayer. God still answers prayer. The way he answered Moses is still answering. The way he answered Paul is still answering. Somebody is here. I'd like you to express yourself. I don't know where you are, at the Shiloh ground here in Canaan land, or in any of the viewing center, or maybe you are even by yourself in a room watching this session live. You pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. God will locate you where you are. He will put right words in the mouth of somebody. He will send this word to you this morning. Pray that prayer right now. Pray that prayer right now. Thank you. Wave your hand and thank God. You know he has answered you. Thank him and thank him and thank him and thank him and thank him. In Jesus' precious name we are prayed. Please join me again as we receive our Father to be a blessing to us this morning. Bishop David Oyedepo, give glory.
Hallelujah. Away one more time. Each one of us, if anything has happened to you in the last three sessions of teachings, you have had some definite encounter, insight, and light from heaven on what to do with your life to improve on your lot after living here. Something dropped for you in the first teaching, something dropped for you in the second teaching, something dropped for you in the third teaching. Lift up your two hands and specifically thank God for it and for grace to put those things to work. Now, specifically thank God for it. It's too early to forget. If anything ever dropped for you, anything ever dropped for me, we do specifically thank God for it. To be empowered by discipline, power for dominion by focus, empowered for dominion by diligence, give God thanks for it, and now ask for grace to put it to work. Ask God grace to this to work. Ask God for grace to put this to work. Every truth not applied equals trash. Ask God grace to put this to work. Ask God for grace to put this to work. In Jesus' precious name, we are Father, for reveal yourself to the world. Receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for the light from heaven this morning. Thank you for showing us the way to our realms of dominion. Receive our thanks. Name of Jesus. So again this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a hand, please. The law and testimony speak not according to this word is because there is no light in them. So testimonies enlighten us to gain command over the of our lives. Somebody, a parent, came to here with a set of twins. Jesus broke the yoke. Every that yoke in that area is declared broken at Shiloh 2018. Some came up here with 9 years barrenness and a bouncing baby boy in hand to show. Every such yoke that represented a Shiloh world over is turned to a testimony. A family under a siege had 6 marriages this year. 6 marriages in 1 year. The yoke was broken. Every marital spell and siege holding down the marital destiny of everyone under the sound of voice and here at Jesus and Shiloh, they are turned to the marriage. Somebody's right was challenged since 2015 and was to be robbed of what belongs to him. But Jesus stepped in, won the case, and his benefits were duly paid. Whatever the enemy has heard done about your life, it is declared released. Now, listen to this, and I want you to please listen. Autism is recognized as incurable. There is no answer to it medically. 4-year-old child rejected school. Jesus repackaged her. She is now the spokesperson of that family. She speaks more than those that were born normal. Everything taught autism. Creator of the universe, what can you do? What can you do, Jesus? Now, that is, there is no closed case with God. Is he the creator today? And is still creating and recreating. Whatever has gone beyond repair in your life will be recreated now. Whatever may have gone beyond repair in your life shall be recreated now. That my daughter from Calabar, Dr. Betty Udu, now, had catalogs of testimonies of Shiloh answered prayer. She is also the mother of the daughter with autism. Specific prayers like Hannah were answered. Now, every single prayer line you press through to heaven will return as testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Testimonies are the pure releases of our inheritance with God. Our inheritance in Christ. And it's redemption that makes you a member of that family that qualifies your assets to your inheritance. You don't have an inheritance in a family you don't belong to. So new birth is fundamental to a life of testimonies. New birth is crucial to accessing an inheritance from your family. You can't become a member of God's family until you are saved. New birth is not an ideology, it's an experience. It's not a birthright of anybody because it was born by a Christian father and Christian mother. It's a personal experience with the Savior. It's willingly subscribing to the offer of redemption by repentance. So before we go further to round off this morning, because there's almost nothing to say, everything has been said. But you need to plug in. Don't be entertained by these happenings. Endeavor to be a partaker with what to show. You are here in this hour of visitation on Shiloh ground. And you are not sure whether you are saved or not. Then you are not. You can't be saved and not know. Or you know that you know that you know that you are not saved. You have only one life to live. You don't have a spare. There is no second coming for anybody here. This is your chance. I'd like to pray with you. Wherever you are this morning, and that all over the world, in all of the gatherings this morning, you want to surrender your life to Jesus. I know my sheep, and they know my voice. I know my sheep, and they know my voice. You want your name registered in his book in heaven, so you can be listed among the ones that he knows. You want to experience the reality of new birth, where all things are passed away and all things become new. Wherever you are, both here in Canaan land, inside and outside, across all the viewing centers, across Lagos, across Nigeria, across the nations of the earth, please stand. You want me to pray with you this morning to be saved? Please stand. New birth is no makeup, it's an experience. Everyone that wants to say yes to Jesus this morning, please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You want to surrender your life to Jesus this morning? Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. Please stand. And remain standing, please. Now, there are also people here that need to reconnect back to God. You want to reconnect. Because a broken branch of any tree is dead. It's only a matter of time. You want to reconnect back to God. You want to return back from wherever you may have gone to. He will take you back. Everybody that wants to rededicate his or her life to Christ, stand up at the same time this morning. I'm going to pray with you. He will receive you back. You'll be reconnected. The virtue of new birth will start flowing all over again. And then all you have lost will be recovered. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. You want to rededicate your life to Christ this morning. You want to stage a comeback to Jesus. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. And everybody standing, please make your way to the front right now. And that applies to every center, every viewing center around the world. Please make your way. Make your way down here. Make your way down here to be blessed. Make your way down here to be blessed. Make your way down here to be blessed. All to Jesus I surrender. Choir, would you sing that song? All to you I freely give.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I
Thank you.
All to Jesus. Salvation is the greatest choice any man, any woman can make on earth. Next year, February 19th specifically, will make it 50 years I gave my life to Jesus. Amen. I've never planned to see a native doctor in my life 50 years. The devil lost his hold on my life about 50 years ago. Every step I take prospers by the grace of God. That's what they call abundant life. No scarcity of joy, no scarcity of peace, no scarcity of rest. Welcome to the kingdom of life. Hallelujah. Everybody standing out here and in all of the viewing centers around the world, lift up your right hand and pray this prayer of faith after me. It's called the prayer of salvation, and pray that from the depth of your heart. It's also a prayer of restoration. You are back home, it's received you back, and everything is returning back to you. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are now forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I am saved. I'm restored back to the faith. I'm now a child of God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, everyone who has prayed this prayer, the power of sin is broken from your life. I cover each of you today with the precious blood of Jesus. The enemy shall not drag you back from following Christ. You will make this to the end in the name of Jesus. You will make heaven at the end of a victorious life. Grace to live the overcomer's life is released upon your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be. Congratulations. 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 Please ensure that your sleeves are properly filled. We will be in touch with you to become helpers of your joy. God bless you. Submit those sleeves and get back to your seat. Hallelujah. I got the life of God in me. I got the Spirit of the Lord in me. I got the life of God in me. Now, sing.
Son of God, thank you, Jesus. of God in me. Let's rise up on our feet. We give Him praise. Sing along, hallelujah. I've got the life of God in me. Yes, I'm saved forever. Thank you, Lord. I've got the life. I've got the life of God. I won't come back again forever. What you've given me shall be permanent. Thank you, Jesus. I've got the light of God. I've got the life of God. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in dominion. Do you have the life of God in you? Sing.
Amen. Never get tired of His commandment. His commandments are the highways to our high places. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do all that I command thee to do. Not some of them, not most of them, all of them. The Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations. So get excited as He adds more to you. More to you. The more you assess, the higher you go. The more you assess, the higher you go. Until you go above all nations of the earth. All that the Lord commanded Joshua, he did. And there is not one thing that God promised Joshua that failed. He did all, and God did all. He did all, and they are failed not out of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. And everything the Lord told Joshua, all he did. All. As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua. So did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all the Lord commanded Moses. And so God confirmed all. Don't be tired. Everything in that book is ordained for your profiting. Everything in that book is ordained for your profiting. The more you see and apply, the higher you fly. Everything you see in that book is for your profiting. Get excited. Get everything. Everything is for your profiting. Thank you, Jesus. That is the only thing I trade. I trade the secrets of the kingdom. I just trade. You can't go bankrupt trading the secret of the kingdom. It made the greatest man out of Job. Trading divine secrets makes giants. Glory to God. Trading divine secrets makes giants. Trading divine secrets makes giants. Please get seated. I have a few minutes and then we'll be out of this morning hour of visitation in readiness for the 1 o'clock specialized classes. Everything about Shiloh speaks. Everything about Shiloh. All of those miracle children, all of those breakthroughs, most of them came out of those specialized services. So, all of them are important. Unveiling the dominion power of kingdom priority lifestyle. That's what I'm speaking on for the time that we have. Unveiling the dominion power of kingdom priority lifestyle. We are Jesus teaching in Matthew chapter 6. You cannot serve two masters, he said. You will either hate the one and love the other, or else you will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And verse 25. Therefore I say to you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, or not yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Now, behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Now, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? Now, why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. The picture of Solomon came in, and that's a picture of dominion. Praise God, for all the kings of the earth came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. That illustration, example, you know, is Konos dominion. He said, wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the fire, shall he not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of these things, but it's got a covenant joker for your access. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, including the dominion realm of Solomon, shall be added to you. All these things. When kingdom advancement becomes your priority for living, all these things shall be added to you. All these things. When kingdom expansion and growth becomes your priority for living, when promoting the kingdom of God becomes your lifestyle, all these things that others are dying for shall be freely added. That is the background of Matthew 6:33. You serve my purpose. I said to you above all nations of the earth. You serve my purpose. All these things shall be added to you. All these things shall be added to you. Now, he was speaking to his disciples, but listen, what I say to you, I say to all. What I say to you, Mark 13:37, I say to all. This is God's covenant joker for dominion without stress. Dominion without stress. This is God's covenant joker for your dominion without sweat. It's important to define the core of kingdom advancement endeavor. God's number one interest on the earth is the redemption of the soul of man. And there is jubilation
in heaven when one soul repents.
Jesus came and said, I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2:49. Then he came to define what the Father's core business was in John 4:32. They said, maybe someone has given him food to eat. They said, wait a minute. I have a food to eat that you don't know anything about. What is it, Master? My meat is to do the work of him that sent me, to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. One work. 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 What was he doing? He was engaging with the Samaritan woman for her salvation. Then he went on to help us to understand that work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then come at the harvest. Lift up your eyes and look to the field, for they are white already to harvest. And he that reapeth receiveth wages as he gathers fruits unto life eternal. That both he that sweat and he that reapeth may rejoice together. That is the capital work of the Father on the earth. That is the work. And then Jesus came and said, I am the vine and you are the branches. Any branch in me that beareth fruit, I will keep fit. And every branch that beareth no fruit, I will cut off. John 15:1-2. Now he now said the reason he brought us to the kingdom. Verse 16. You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. I should go and bring forth fruit. You should go. I ordained you to go. Salvation is your ordination to go. You don't have to be ordained in church. As you are saved, you are ordained a soul winner. Every child of God is an ordained soul winner. Ordained. Verse 16. Ordained a soul winner. And then you find it in 2 Corinthians 5:17. If any man be in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away, all things have become new. And all these things are of God, who have reconciled us to Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. So every new creature has a ministry of reconciliation. Now, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing our trespasses unto them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. So we have the ministry of reconciliation, and we have the word of reconciliation as our package at new birth. Can I hear your amen? Okay. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God beseech you by us that you may. We pray that you be reconciled to God. Every child of God is ordained an ambassador for Christ on a mission to reconciling the world back to God. Every child of God. That woman, same time she was saved, went to town. Come see a man. Come see a man. Come see a man who told me all things ever I did. Come see a man. The cheapest way to kill a church is to keep it stagnant. Stagnant water stings. No church grows without a people on the go.
No church grows without a people on the go for Christ. Go to the highway and just bring them. Go to the highway and compare them to come down. My house may be filled. Don't feed the house with mouth. It's going and going and going that grows the church. They went. They said the place, we see afterwards. They go again. They said, you see afterwards. Go again. So we keep going and going to keep growing and growing. And hear what he said. And they that be wise, who are the wise? He that winneth souls is wise. Proverbs 11:30. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. Daniel 12:3. And they that turn men into righteousness as these stars forever and ever. Amen. That's dominion. Turning many to Christ establishes the dominion of the believer. Promoting the turning of many to Christ establishes your dominion on the earth. Now, what we're saying is this. Nobody can claim to love God without loving what God loves most. God's greatest love on this earth is the salvation of the lost. God so loved, he gave his only begotten son to redeem the lost world. If I so love God, I must so love the lost world. And when you are in love for God, he said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has entered the heart of any man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. So every soul winner ends up a living wonder. Every genuine, committed, tireless soul winner ends up an amazement. Ends up a man and a woman to be envied. This is so important. Every true lover of souls secures the love of God on their lives. And that turns them to living wonders among men. He that winneth souls is wise. And by wisdom kings reign, and princes decree justice. Yea, and all the judges of the earth. And he that winneth souls is wise. I want you to live here with that key in your hand. It has turned many, many destinies in this great commission around the world. What I say to one, I say to all. What I say to one, I say to all. Thank you, Jesus. Whosoever has my commandment, Jesus said, and keeps it, is the one that loves me. He that loves me will love my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. Just a living, you just imagine a living wonder, loving Jesus. Loving Jesus. I'm not sure we have prayed for any project on this platform. I'm not sure. I can't remember that. Oh God, we are building covenant. You are building.
Now you want to be saved? Please stand. That's why Jesus came.
There were miracles before he came. He came to redeem the soul of man. Come over. He wants to turn into a living wonder. He wants to make you a sign and a wonder to your world. Come over.
That's the thing we're driving every day. We have never prayed, oh God, send us money on this altar since inception.
You've been there?
Since inception. Wow, we're flowing financial fortune. Seek ye first.
The kingdom of God. His righteousness and all these things.
You say, what was the offering last month? I don't know. Last Sunday, I can't tell. I've never asked. My business
is what you saw at the onset of this teaching. You want to be saved? Come on here. I've been saved for so long. I mean, can't you see smile on my face? You need Jesus, my friend. You need to be saved.
I market Jesus with his acts of redemption in my life.
Thank you, Lord.
Your strongest message is your testimony. Come see a man who told me all I ever did, and they came. So anybody can bring people to Christ by his testimony. If you are saved, tell them, I got saved. Jesus just repackaged my life. Come on, meet Jesus. He repackages people's destiny. That's him. Almost everybody on the street knew that I was a victim of tuberculosis. Almost everybody. I used that to market Jesus. He healed me this number of years. I'm still healthy, hale and hearty. Come, check on Jesus.
You don't need, Joshua said, Daniel said, they don't know Daniel. They may think he's the man behind their house. Maybe the Daniel there is a very bad man. And say, Daniel says, Daniel, God forbid.
Because he doesn't own a Bible, he doesn't know one.
And say, Matthew, one of my father's friends who was very wicked, his name is Matthew.
Because he wants to see what Jesus has done for you.
He can relate with that. He can relate with that. That my daughter was delivered from brain tumor. You don't need any message. Just go to town. Jesus delivered me from brain tumor. I was totally blind. Jesus set me free. Come see Jesus who set me free. I tell you. Oh yeah. Nibu nibe. Oh yeah. Let's go. Where is the place? Kenan land. How far is that place? No matter how far I'm going to get there. I'm going there. Well, I want to be free from brain tumor. I'm going there.
And you bring him to Jesus. He saves his soul. And the packages is our life. That's the message. So anybody, you don't need to be mature. That woman was, he met Jesus on the spot and went to town on the spot.
There's no maturity about telling people about your story.
Come see a man who told me all things I did. Come. Is this not the Christ? Come, he will tell you your own too.
And they all started racing there.
That's the gospel. That's why it is every believer's ministry. Being on the go. I mean, you hear a testimony in your church and you go out of there. Do you know something? Somebody was down and dead and Jesus raised him up. Where? He said,
mention the village. No matter how far, I'm going there. I'm going there now.
That's the ministry. That is the work that the Father left for us. It's the one way to secure your redemption. Telling others about Christ secures your redemption. Any branch in me that bears enough fruit, he take it away. For every branch that bears fruit, he gives feet. So you can keep bearing more fruit. You'll be kept fit in Jesus' name.
When every church becomes a going church, no devil can stop the church from growing. When every church becomes a praying church, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and a going church, no gang up of devils can stop that church from growing. No gang up of hell can stop that church from growing. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Kingdom-mindedness advances destiny. Kingdom-mindedness advances destiny. Kingdom-mindedness advances destiny. How can I do this wicked thing and sin against God? Genesis 39 verse 9. That was the heart of Joseph for God. Yes, it landed him in the prison. It was a temporary setback. When you are going to scale a high jump store, you first go back a bit. You don't jump by the post. You go back first, and then you gather speed. Yeah, on top. It's a temporary setback. The same Joseph emerged on the throne of Egypt. And I think Potiphar was in the army. Praise God. And they had to go and salute Joseph that he put in the prison. It's a change of status. A heart for God advances destiny. Think of Solomon. What do you want me to do for you? Oh Lord, your kingdom. Who am I to place over this country, over this nation, your great people? Give me wisdom. I want to do your bidding. I want to please you all my life. I say, I've done that which you have asked, and which you have not asked, I've also added to you. That's the kingdom. The kingdom always asks to you when you make it your priority. God always asks to you what you will never need to ask in your life. When kingdom advancement becomes your priority for living, God will always add to you things you will never need to ask in life. Things you will never need to ask in life. God will always add to you things you will never need to ask in life. I told the Lord Jesus one day, I said, can't you be patient for someone to pray before you answer? He said, there's a group of people before they call me, I will answer. While they are here speaking, I perform. Amen. Those are the kingdom priority saints. People who make kingdom promotion their way of life. People who dive into matters of the kingdom with all their heart. It was in the heart of David, my father, to build an house to the name of the Lord. And the Lord said, thou doest well because it was in thy heart. The Lord said to David, my father, whereas it was in your heart to build me a house, thou doest well. Let it be in your heart to be a kingdom promoter indeed. And you'll be doing well in all areas of your life. You'll be doing what? Well. You'll be doing well in all areas of your life. You'll be doing well. Man, it was in my heart to build God churches when I had no bank account. That if I ever get blessed, I'll be building you churches, Jesus. Oh, dash monkey banana. I'll be building you churches. Today we build churches. Furnish churches, hand them over. Amen. My wife and I just told God sometime back, I said, Lord, grant me grace. I want to build you 1,000 churches before I leave this world. 1,000 churches before I leave this world. That's why God is expanding me and blessing me every day. You do well when it's genuinely your heart. You do well. Bless the soul of Professor Peter C. Wagner, who edited my book on Understanding Financial Prosperity. I said in one page, I don't believe in any saving. I believe in investing in the kingdom. He begged me to remove that. I don't know whether I agree with him or not. I've lived like that all this time, sir. Never begged once. Never lacked what to eat once. Never. Never sought recognition once in my life. I never sought recognition. There is no man I've ever met that somebody introduced me to. They introduced themselves to me. I mean, including presidents of nations. All these things shall be added.
to you, are dead to you, are dead to you.
I've had a Muslim president follow me to church in his home country.
Follow me to church in his own country. Life,
not there. You know, they said themselves.
No. Life.
I said, I'm going to follow you. He followed me to church.
All these things shall be added to you. Oh. What is recognition? Nonsense. All these things will be added to you.
Nobody can call me from anywhere in the world now that I will take. Phone has never followed me to church in my life. To do what? Under what? Except somebody is in the hospital and I need his rescue and they are going to call me back for something. Then somebody is holding the phone. Somewhere outside, not inside. But that you want to talk to me because you are what?
I'm standing before the Most High God. Something is breaking loose in your life right now.
What am I saying? Let souls of men be precious to you. Let the pursuit of their salvation be a delight to your soul. Let ensuring that they are established in the faith becomes a pleasure to your heart. Father, do this. I came back from Madagascar one day and I must need to get out. 7 hours flight. And I came back and I entered the car and said, now let's go to our field. And we're going. I was a bit sleepy. I said, this is what they call fainting and fighting. Let's go. Fainting and fighting. So I saw some boys playing football and they were about to round up. I stood there because every soul is precious to God. As I parked and they closed, I said, the young fellows come over here. So, oh, papa. I said, just come. Do you desire a future? Yes. You want to go to university? Oh, yeah. Jesus is the only security of anybody's destiny. I got saved at 15, maybe at the age of some of you. And then he decorated my life. You want to be saved? Oh, yes, sir. Now lift up your hands. Be in church tomorrow. 9 of them were in church the following day.
Life!
1977, I spoke to a person per day. I had a covenant to speak to one person per day for Jesus. This year, my team and I have led 33,000 people to Christ on the streets. Not church service. On the streets. On the streets. 33,000 plus on the streets. A man that has been a drug addict for 22 years brought his sons into that same business. The whole place was drug addicted, drug smell. The wife said he never knew peace in 25 years of marriage. God saved his entire household. Went to town himself and got 593 souls. How many? His wasted year were recovered. Got 593 souls and brought the names and telephone numbers to our outreach office to assist in following them up. 593 souls.
Please wake up!
Pastors, wake up. Many of us are pastors here, but I'm your pastor. And I'm still on the street.
Wake up! Don't sit down as a CEO.
You're just going to oblivion.
Get out there!
Touch the heart of Jesus by touching the lives of people. Amen. Touch the heart of Jesus by touching the lives of people with the gospel of life. My wife went out and got 3,000 plus and had 1,000 of them in church for the year. Amen. We had 23,000 of our own people in church. And then they came along with 8,000 plus, making 31,000 plus in church. We don't just go together, we go to reach, we gather in. And gather in the harvest. you go ahead and minister to them and ensure they are secured in God's storehouse. The church is God's storehouse. The church is God's storehouse. Even when they are traveling, tell them wherever you go to find a living church, where the gospel is preached, where people pray and God answers, where God manifests himself. Do that. That's life. Can I tell you the truth? It is your highway to your high places. And they that turn many to righteousness shall shine as the stars forever and ever. They will become the stars in their field. They will become spiritual stars in the exercise of spiritual authority. As the stars forever and ever. Now, we had a mystery here. A child was sick. And the doctor said, we can't go any further. We have come to our wit's end. Father and mother said to themselves, let's go out and minister. They left the child to be dying on his own. They went, Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. They came back to the hospital. The child has sat down. Waiting for the parents. They came back home without any further medical requirement in their life. Child was with who? All these things shall be added to you. All these things. These are not stories. These are testimonies. Life testimonies. Life testimonies. That's the way it works. I've been seeing people saved since 1970. I began crusade for Jesus in 1976. I wasn't called to no ministry. You don't have to be a full-time minister to serve God and the interest of his kingdom. You don't have to. You don't have to. I didn't become a servant of God when God called me. I became a servant of God when I started serving God. Serving God is what makes a servant of God, not a title. Serving God is what makes a servant of God. Not that I'm not a man of God. I'm so what? Are you a servant of God? What they're asking about. Are you a man of God? But are you a servant of God? And God's core service area is reaching out to the lost. Reaching out to the lost. Now, I decree that grace upon your life today. You can't lose your place in the kingdom, making kingdom advancement your priority for living. You can't lose your place in the kingdom. So take up. Take it up. We cannot find anything against Daniel except against the law of his God. What a testimony. Daniel chapter 6 verse 5. The king answered, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest day and night, able to deliver thee from the den of the lions. Thy God whom thou servest continually. Daniel was a tireless servant of God in a land of sin. Daniel dominated in Babylon by serving God continually. By serving God continually. There are people the wicked know they can't touch. You touch them, you see the red eye of God. It will be. Man, I tell you something. Many, many heralds will be eaten up alive across the nations of the world. People who think there's nobody like them. When God descends in his wrath, that will mark the end. He said, he that touches you, touches the apple of my eye. Those are kingdom-daring people. Thank you, Jesus. Some fellow was saying, you know, some pastors are flying. I've been flying before they went to school. I've been flying before they went to school, sir. I mean, who gave them grammar to speak? Did I get money from you? Is your money lost? What's your problem? We bought aircraft without any stress, sir. On nobody under heaven.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. It's not an asset, it's a tool for service. All these things. There's never been power outage in Canaan land since 1999. Water's never run dry from our pipes since 1999. And government has zero input into it. Zero. Zero, zero, zero. Zero. God is taking you to somewhere. If you will diligently hearken to this platform of sweatless dominion, God will surprise you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Businessman, we had a man by name Joe. Have you considered my servant Joe? That was his credential. And he became the greatest of all men in the East. I'm in business. What are the pastors going to do? You are wasting your time. You are not a servant of God. It will impact negatively on your life. Job was a servant of God as a businessman and became the greatest of all businessmen in the East. He was the biggest businessman in the world. In the world. Daniel was a political leader. The most outstanding leader of his days. He was preferred above all the presidents. By serving God continually. Praying kingdom advancement prayers. Praying for every service in your church. Oh Lord, another Sunday is here. Show yourself. Manifest yourself. Visit us like never before. Grant utterance to the man of God. Grant utterance to the woman of God. Oh Lord, show yourself in our midst. In the name of Jesus, let every unsaved soul be saved this coming Sunday. Oh Lord God, bring them. Oh Lord God, save them. Let everybody witness to it from this church this week. Show up this coming Sunday. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And you are praying. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day, or a nation born at once? But as soon as Zion travailed in prayers, she brought forth her children. So you are praying, it's empowering, you're going, it's bringing in the fruit, the prayer is retaining the fruit. And so you are all. Anybody who can pray, give us today our daily bread, should be able to pray, thy kingdom come. That's where prayer begins. Fruitful prayer begins with thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Now it cannot deliver you from the troubles of the day. After you have prayed, thy kingdom come. After this manner, pray ye, our Father, that is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it's done in heaven. What's his will? He wants all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He does not want any man to perish, but to come to the knowledge of the truth. 2 Peter 3:9. And then 1 Timothy 2:4. That is God's capital will on the earth. God's capital will is to see all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth in church. Where did they get it? In church. He said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Come and learn of me. Amen. And the church is the church of the firstborn, the church of Jesus. So we come to him in church. He wants all men saved and come to meet with him in church where he will teach them how to be free from their burdens and crises. He that reapeth, receiveth wages as he gathers fruits. He gathers fruits out of the field unto life eternal in church. That's the way it works. Everybody has a part of this deal. It's everybody's business. Soul winning, soul establishment is every believer's business and a platform for the conferment of dominion of the saints. Thank you, Jesus. Come and give the Lord praise, everybody. Amen. Now, all our senior citizens,
People come to greet you. It's your opportunity to share the love of God with them. Oh, man, wow. Eh. One way to secure your life on this earth, in this wicked world, is to take cover in Christ. Ah. Don't let it be too late for you. That is always late for most old people today. Come and take cover under Christ. I want you to follow me to church this coming Sunday. And see how God will open your eyes to the wonders of the kingdom. Okay, Baba, I'm coming. Because there's a natural respect for the elders. You use that to get them on, man. Get them on. You don't have to go out. They come to you. Take advantage of everything you have. Every business contact you have. At an opportune time, introduce Jesus. This thing works and will continue to work when Jesus has his hand in it. That's the way it works. Everybody here prays every day. So make kingdom advancement a priority in your prayer life. Take advantage of every opportunity you come across in leading others to Christ. It can be most fulfilling. Most of our pastors here are flowing in that realm. My beloved son from Abuja has his own movement here and there, and thousands are turning to Christ. Bishop Adam is here. Everybody's moving. Everybody is moving. Amen. I'm on the street. My son David Buma is on the street. Everybody's moving. Paul is on the street. All the others here are on the street. Everybody is taking steps out to secure their place in dominion. You need to. All these things, greater than Solomon's glory, is coming upon your life. Yeah. Nobody may know you exist today, but greater than Solomon's glory is coming your way. Yeah. Lift up your two hands, everybody. We are done today. Celebrate Jesus, magnify him. Would you give him glory, please? I saw the light. Would the choir sing that song? No more darkness. If you believe you have seen the light on what next to do to enlarge your dominion platform, give God thanks wherever you are. Give God thanks. 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 Amen. Sing that song 2 minutes and then we'll be closing. You sing it prophetically to your life. First word came on discipline. Second word came on focus. Third word came on diligence. And the fourth one came on living kingdom priority lifestyle. Everything is light coming from heaven to establish your dominion on the earth. Come on now.
I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness. No more night. No one so happy. No sorrow inside. Praise the Lord. I saw the light.
No sorrow.